So recently, for my first engagement, I went to a workshop run by the Dinar facility, who I am who's helping me with this whole project, and they were running a workshop where a lot of people from all around the country came to give their challenges and what they're facing, and to see if they can relate to other people. And so people came from Rakhine State, from Shan State, a lot were from the Yangon region, and a lot, from all around the country. And so for the first half of the day, they were all discussing it, and it was all in Burmese, so we had a translation device, which was hard. So when they were all discussing, I managed to talk to a lot of people about what they face as more gender-based things. And I talked to this one woman who's owns a jewelry company in Yangon, and she said the hardest part for me is just having to go through my husband, and my husband making all decisions because his name is on the document, and him undermining me sometimes and not listening to my ideas. So, and that came through quite a lot in the feedback session as well. Women saying, because I'm a woman, people don't listen to me, even though it's my business, and they don't have the same respect for me as they would if a man was in charge. Which is a very cultural sense, because not a lot of, the government doesn't restrict women as much. It's not in the law, it's just in the cultural context of believing that a woman is weaker and shouldn't be having a business and can't run a business. So that was one of the challenges that really came through. Another one that was that I'd never thought about when the feedback session happened, was the lack of technology, but not only the lack of technology that they have, but also the lack of knowledge and understanding of how to use it. So what they said is, culturally in Myanmar, when you say go on the internet, people go on Facebook because they perceive the internet as Facebook. And so there is overcoming that cultural boundary of no, use Google and go on to look this up and look this up, instead of going on to Facebook and using that as their main platform. So that was one of the really big challenges. Another one was having staff that stayed and to respect them, and maybe having family days where they could come and things like that. And also another really big one was equal pay, that even though they might own a business and things, they don't get as much money, like loans, as a man would get. And the interest rate might be more because the banks might not trust them or might not think that they're going to pay back. So that was a really big thing. So some of the big ideas that came through were finance, technology, gender biases, and there was a lot on male dominance as well, especially in the workplace. And so it was really interesting to hear what these women were talking about and what their experiences was in the country, and it was a good starting point for my project to take place from.